This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, The Apple Daily, printed its last edition Thursday after a stormy year in which its tycoon owner and other staff were arrested under a new national security law and its assets were frozen. The decision is the latest blow to Hong Kong's freedoms and deepens unease over whether the International Finance Center can remain a media hub as China seeks to stamp out dissent. Small crowds gathered outside the paper's headquarters Wednesday evening, shouting messages of support and shining mobile phone lights as journalists put together the Swan Song edition. The end of the popular tabloid, which mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power, has raised alarm over media freedoms and other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. The leader of Myanmar's military junta attended an international conference in Moscow Wednesday, an appearance that reflected Russia's eagerness to develop ties with it despite international condemnation. The military in Myanmar ousted the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi February 1st, saying her party's landslide victory in election last November resulted from massive voter fraud. It has not produced credible evidence to back its claim. Security forces have brutally suppressed widespread popular protests against the military takeover, killing hundreds of protesters and carrying out waves of arrests. Russia said Wednesday it had fired warning shots and dropped bombs in the path of a British warship to chase it out of waters, Moscow claims, in the Black Sea, off the coast of the Crimea Peninsula. Britain rejected Russia's account of the incident, saying it believed any shots fired were